And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario, and welcome to the Faith Walk Show today. Title of the message today is Temptation is Real. Temptation taunting you every day of your life is real, and if you don't think so, good luck, or let me say, may the force be with you, like Star Wars says. May the force be with you. But in this case, may the Holy Spirit be with you everywhere you go. Because not only is temptation real, folks, it will corrupt your mind and cause you to believe in your own flesh. Yeah, it teaches you how to make sense of your behavior, reason with your own nonsense. Sounds a little ridiculous, but that's what happens. Your flesh teaches you how to believe in your flesh, how to be obedient to the flesh as opposed to those holy spiritual things by God. Yes, temptation is real, and you have to be careful with telling yourself, yeah, I know I got issues. I'll be better. I'll work on my issues somehow, some way, someday. I just need a little more time. And I've been there, folks. Sometimes we take it a little further and we tell ourselves, yep, Susan, yep, Jenny, yep, Michelle, yep, Leonard and Mike. We tell ourselves, I have come a long way from where I used to be. I'm almost there, not quite yet, but I know I have time on my side. I'm young. I still have a lot to learn. I'm a baby in Christ, and God knows I just came to know Him. And, you know, He's just allowing me to work my issues out. So I have time. Yeah, I'm working on them. Yep, every day. Now, folks, how foolish does that sound? Really, really foolish, right? Because it is. Why? Because God is not a tomorrow kind of situation. It's not. Seriously. God is not a tomorrow kind of situation. God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is a right now situation. A right now God, a every minute of the day, say in the Spirit kind of thing. Really? And to become sensitive to those spiritual things is to be God conscious. That's how you get out of all of it. Be God conscious every moment of the day. What would Jesus do in this situation? And pray yourself right out of those issues. But you got to keep doing it. You have to be consistent with your God consciousness. Amen? So again, if you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio today, my name is Susan Rosario. The title of the message today is Temptation is Real. You got to do God and be God conscious right now. Not tomorrow, not when you finish working out your issues, because doing God part-time, which is really what it is, it does one thing only. You know what that is? I bet you can guess it. It gives you part-time results. Yeah, what you put in your life, you get out. The relationship you put in with Jesus is how more you know how to stay in the Holy Spirit and out of the flesh. Make sense? So again, as I said, doing God part-time does one thing, and it gives you part-time results. Sometimes your prayers might get through to heaven, and sometimes they may not. You take your chances, right? You take your chances. And all the stuff, things, and situations you're looking to overcome and be delivered from and into a life of prosperity across the board takes a backseat to your part-time Holy Spirit. Sure does. And folks, I say this to say, the devil's job is to tempt you. That's why the Lord laid on my heart to teach the folks today about temptation. It's not just a word. It is real. These things actually happen. And as I move on into the message, I will show you through the word of God, through the scripture, how Jesus himself was tempted by the devil. Yeah, he wasn't exempt. So why would you? So again, temptation is real. Take it serious. And the way you take it serious, as I said, is to be God conscious. And what does that mean, Susan? Well, to be God conscious is to have a knowing and to know that you have help. You have a helper that helps you. And that helper is called the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. You get it? There's a spirit that is holy, and it will help you be holy so you can do God right now. Because as I said, God is a right now kind of situation. It's not tomorrow. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Will you have another opportunity in 5 minutes? Or will destruction come upon your life, something in some way or some form that changes the outcome of your life completely? So you do have this moment to get it right with God. Amen. So here it is, folks. The more minutes you have in a day doing what Jesus would do keeps you consistently doing what is acceptable to God. It goes back to being God conscious. What would Jesus do in these situations? Would Jesus be angry? Would Jesus be mad? Would Jesus steal? Would Jesus cheat? Would Jesus lie? Would Jesus drink until they're drunk every day? Would Jesus not love and forgive and have patience with folks? Would Jesus just not be kind-hearted to someone? So we have to pattern our life after Jesus. That's why God sent a liaison, Jesus Christ, into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that the world through him might be saved. Amen? So let me move on here into the scriptures really quick. If you have just tuned in to Faith Walk Radio, my name is Susan Rosario. This is the Faith Walk Show. This show airs every Sunday at 1:30. Hope you will join me next time. Title of the message today is Temptation is Real. And I have just the scripture to connect all of my thoughts here today. As I said a minute ago, it talks about even Jesus himself was tempted by Satan. So again, I say to you, if the devil, the tempter himself, tried to make Jesus Christ bow down on one knee and worship him in exchange for the city on a hill, what will the devil do, the tempter, do to you and I, or tempt us with? So we have to be on point, on guard every moment of the day. God conscious, living in the Holy Spirit every moment of the day. Amen. So here it is. It's several scriptures here I want to read. Bear with me. Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 through 11. And I'm going to read a few here at a time. That's Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 through 11. And it states this. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." That's the first temptation. Like, okay, if you're all of that, then let's see you do some magic, Jesus. And in verse 4, Jesus answered him and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." So what he's telling Satan in these two scriptures, really quick, if you're all of this, then let me see you do that. That's his first temptation, to try to knock us off of our faith and our trust and belief in the word, even if we don't see things happening. And I'll give you an example, perfect example. Sometimes you can be down and out, and I know many folks have been there, and if not, you may come across thoughts yourself like this. You could be going through so much year after year after year, and you'll hear a voice say, you know it's not God, you'll hear a voice say, "Well, what has your God done for you? You have been through so much. What has he done for you? You are still dealing with this same thing. What has he done for you? Tell me." And you know those are not godly thoughts, amen? So Satan tries to tell Jesus, if you're all of that, then turn these stones into bread. And Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone. In other words, it's not food, things, situations, houses, cars, businesses, money, jewelry, taking vacations, buying an island in the middle of nowhere. It's not about any of that. Man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So that's what we have to hang on every day, folks. We have to hang on the word of God. Amen. So let me move on really quick. In verse 3, it says, now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Verse 5, then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of a temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. So again, here it is, folks. Satan still, after Jesus told him, man should not live by bread alone, You're not challenging me to make sure that my God is who he say he is. I'm telling you who he says he is. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then in verse 5 and 6, Satan goes on to tell him, well, why don't you just throw yourself down and see if, you know, the angels catch you so that you don't die? And Jesus still didn't take that bait. So in verse 7, he says, Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. So in other words, Satan is tempting Jesus. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain this time, folks. And here it is, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. So here is the foolish and ridiculous and idiotic part on Satan's part. He tells Jesus, if you just bow down and worship me, all these kingdoms of the world is yours. Not knowing it was already Jesus's to begin with. Our Father in heaven gifted this earth to Jesus. Jesus came here in the form of Jesus Christ and then the Holy Spirit when Jesus ascended up into heaven. So it already belongs to Jesus. So how can the devil, folks, give you something that already belongs to you? How can he give you faith and the Holy Spirit when it's already gifted to you? You see how the tricks he play? So my point here is if he tempted Jesus, what do you think he's doing to you every moment of the day? With images, with things playing out in your mind that plays out in your life, that destroys relationships, businesses, and it goes on and on and on. So if he tempted Jesus, what do you think he's doing to you every single day? That's why you got to let those desires go. You got to let all those desires that you've been holding on to for 10, 15, 20, 30 years that you haven't seen manifest, and they're working on you now. They're working on your mind. They're working on your heart. They're working on your spirit. I'm a failure. I should have been here or there by now. Let it go and seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. I say that all the time. Righteousness. And these things will be added to you. So until you know it's righteousness that you're living in, let the desires go and come full circle and let God give you those desires if those desires will keep you connected to his word. He'll make that decision. When you say, Lord, if this is your will for me, let it be done. If not, let it go. That's what you got to do. Trust and believe that God knows what's best for your life. So really quick, let me finish these scriptures. Verse 8 again, it says, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and his glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan. Like I said before, fool, idiot, you shall worship the Lord your God one day. I just threw that one day in, but it actually says, you shall worship the Lord your God, him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So going back to verse 10, then Jesus said to him, after Satan wanted him to bow down and worship him for all the kingdoms, right, of the world, and he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. He let Satan know, enough with all this stuff that you're talking about right now. You yourself will bow down and worship me one day. Because my God in heaven, my Lord, King of kings, Lords of lords, the first, the last, the beginning and the end, has given me the power to be even down here to rescue and save all my people. So I already have the power. You can't give me something that belongs to me. And I am saying to everyone listening to this show today, no one can give you what already has been given to you. The Lord has given you a measure of faith. He has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see him through the eyes of your faith. You already have what you need to overcome it. Just get out of the way. Just let your desires go. They may not be what God wants for your life. Don't live year after year after year stuck on stuff that hasn't happened. Who cares? I mean, we're not in the year of 1980. We're in in 2017. Let it go. Move on. So many other beautiful, wonderful things that you could be doing and thinking about. Amen? So again, all these scriptures are saying, if Jesus was tempted, don't you think the devil has no shame in tempting you? So do away with all that stuff that's trapped in your mind, all the regret and failure. Let it go, because he's using it against you every day. He's tempting you and taunting you with the stuff that ain't happened yet. So he can keep you mad and angry at yourself, God, and everyone else. He doesn't care who you are. Just as long as he can get you to live outside of God, exist in those desires that keep you addicted to living and doing things that separate you from your blessings. As I said before, God is a right now situation. God is a right now situation, folks. Satan is superficial. It's a camouflage, a lie. He cheats you out of a good life on this earth. God is right now. Forgiving and overcoming is right now. You know why? Because God is deliverance right now. God is about breakthrough right now. God is about renewing the mind right now. God is about holiness right now, about righteousness right now, about overcoming those things that tempt you right now. Yeah, folks, is doing what the scripture says right now. This very moment. Because tomorrow's not promised. As the scripture tells us in First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. So I ask everyone listening to the show today, are you prepared and ready when the Lord comes back to collect those that have been faithful? Again, 1 Thessalonians 5, 2 tells us, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. So when the skies roll back and all the drama begins, will you be ready? Because he's not coming back to save you. No, this moment today is the day that you have to be saved or to be righteous. Deprogrammed to where you're no longer conforming to the thoughts and the ways of this world. Doesn't matter if you've been a Christian for 30, 40 years. You may have been consistently doing things outside of God's will for your life. So what I say to you today, God is not coming back to save. He's trying to save you right now through positive reinforcement messages, prayer groups, people ministering the word of God to you, you reading the word of God yourself, you learning, you connecting to the Holy Spirit every moment of the day. Remember, God is a right now situation. So he's not coming back to save. He is coming back to collect, take those who have been faithful to the calling on their life. Again, before I go to the break, doing God right now saves you. That's what this is about. This life is not about us just existing, saying, using the word, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christ follower, I'm a believer, I love, I hope, I trust. It's not about words. It's about living examples of the word of God. Amen. Before I break, and for those just tuning into the message here, this is the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Temptation is Real. And the Bible lesson of the day is about all those things that are tempting you, all those situations that you're holding in your heart and in your mind, the devil uses to tempt you. So you have to free yourself. You have to be free from your expectations. Amen. Folks, I will be right back to conclude today's message.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break. I only have a few minutes here. If you have just tuned in to the show, you missed the first part of the message, feel free to go to my website any time of the day or night, faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. You can download this message, listen to it in its entirety, pass it out, give it to your family, friends, associates. Folks, help me spread the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. Again, the title of the message is Temptation is Real. My name is Susan Rosario. This is the Faith Walk Show, signing off here shortly. Before I do, I have been talking about scriptures of the day, which came from Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 through 11, where it talks about Satan actually tempting Jesus. So my message earlier and my thoughts were, if Satan tempts Jesus, what do you think he will do with you and I every single day of our life? And he tempts us based on our desires, those things we want. And at times those things we want may be outside of the will of God for our life. So you see how Satan works? He takes those things that you want really, 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 really bad, and he taunts you and tempts you with them, giving you scenarios and situations and things that draw you closer to him and outside of the will of God for your life. Or, let me say, spiritual things. Amen? So really quick, Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 through 11. Now, when the tempter came, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, this is Jesus, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Verse 8, again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." This is Satan telling Jesus this. Verse 10, then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to Jesus. Now, folks, I didn't concentrate on this verse right here. Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. And I want to say that now. The devil is here to tempt and destroy and to separate you from all things God. And when he does try and do that, because it is his job to do just that, you resist the devil and he flees. The scripture tells us, you resist the devil and he will flee. But I say this in verse 11, again it reads, then the devil left him after he could not persuade Jesus to do all these things he wanted him to do. He was tempting him, taunting him, telling him, if your God is this, then do this and you'll be fine. In other words, we don't have to protect the truth. The truth is the truth. God's word is God's word. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So I say to you as I sign off for today, the Holy Spirit will always be there to comfort you, to help you along your journey in life. All you have to do is resist the devil and he will flee. Understand that temptation is real and you cannot do this on your own. You have to be, whether you're in your prayer groups, you call someone on the phone, someone holding you accountable to the issues that you may be dealing with in your life. You keep reading your word, you stay prayerful, you continue to forgive and love and have patience and trust and believe in all of these things, and it'll work themselves out. Because when you draw near to God, He draws near to you. The devil doesn't have his hand on you. God does at that point. Make sense? And folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. After all the trauma and drama has played out in your life like a fiddle, that's when temptation is at its strongest. But don't count down just yet. Don't give up just yet. Look up to the stars towards heaven and know that you can do this. You can overcome this. You were built for the fight and have the God ability to trample over anything. But there's a catch. Only if you surrender to the transformational power of the Holy Ghost will temptation fizzle out and die. So I say this to you today. Don't get left behind. Get on board and do God right now. Folks, I've had a great time sharing the Word of God with you today. Feel free to go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Download this message, pass it out. Help me spread the uncompromising Word of Jesus Christ. Remember, as always, before I go, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.